This chazor is zeichen nishu b'vachich es chashag ma'am yehudim sechzat hayus daf gimel. Rav Nachman name of Shmuel said that our Mishnah, which says that when an individual sins based on an erroneous psak of bezin, he does not bring a chatas, that follows only the view of Rav Meir. But the Chum say the individual would have to bring his own chatas. We actually find their views in a brayse. The brayse says if bezin paskin is wrong and they act upon that ruling, so Rav Meir says they're potter, and the Chum say they're chayiv. Now, who does the brayse refer to when it says that they acted? It can't refer to bezin, because why would the Rabbanan say that they're chayiv to bring the par helam? A brayse that darshens the pasuk of hakol v'osu to teach that in order for them to be chayiv and par helam dover, bezin has to issue a psak and that tzibur has to act based on it. We see that bezin's action would not make them chayiv. Rather, you have to say the brayse means that bezin issued the psak and that tzibur acted on it, but that also can't be, because then why would Rav Meir say that there's no chayiv to bring a par helam dover? Rather, we have to say that the cases where bezin paskin only a minority of the tzibur acted on the psak, and the machalikas is, or Meir holds that when an individual acts on the psak, he's potter from bringing a chatos, and the rabbanon hold that an individual will be chayiv. Rav Papa said this brayse doesn't necessarily show this machlokes. It may be that everyone agrees that the individual will be potter from bringing a carbon. Rather, machlokes is whether bezin can be included in the tally of the tzibur to see if there's a majority. Rabbanon say they are included. Rav Meir says they're not. We can also say Zok the Gemara that the case of the brayse is where bezin gave a psak and a majority acted on the psak, and the chachomim of the brayse is actually Rav Shimon, who says that bezin and the tzibur each have to bring their own parhelim. Because when Rav Meir says that they're potter, he means that tzibur is potter because he holds that only bezin has to bring the parhelim. Mar says we can also say that the Brice is discussing one Shevet who sinned based on the psak of their own bezin, and the Rabbanan is a view of Rabbi Yehuda who says that when one Shevet sins based on an erroneous psak of their own bezin, they're chayav to bring a parhelim. We can also say Zok the Gemara, the Brice is discussing where only six shvatim acted on the erroneous psak, but they make up a majority of that tzibur, or where seven shvatim acted on the erroneous psak, but they don't make up a majority of that tzibur. And the view of the Rabbanan is a view of Shimon Elazar of a Brice who says that in both of these cases there is a chayav to bring a parhelim. Sokmar Vaiter Rav Asi said, with regard to the chiyah for a parhelim, we follow the majority of the Yidden living in Eretz Yisrael. This is based on the pasuk that says Shlomo HaMelech made a celebration and all of Klal Yisrael were with him. And then it says that the people were from Hamas until the river of Mitzrayim. Now, if we say that everyone was there, why are we giving those boundaries? Those are boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. It has to be teaching Lechayah that only those within Eretz Yisrael are considered to be the Kahal. In fact, it's obvious that if a majority sinned by following the psak of bezin, the number of people who acted decreased. I mean, let's say a number of them died before that parhelim was brought, so they're no longer part of the majority. It would be subject to the machlokes between Rav Shimon, who says that we determined the status at the time that the sin became known, and the Rabbanan would say that we determined the status at the time that sin was done. We find that in a later Mishnah. What would the halacha be if there was a minority and later that became the majority? For example, a number of people who hadn't done the avera, they died. Would they argue in that case as well? So, and would Rav Shimon say that we follow the time of the knowledge, and Rabbanan say we follow the time of the sin, or not? Maybe because maybe they argue in determining the status when it's a question of two different types of possible carbonos to be brought. But in this case, it's a question of whether a carbon should be brought altogether. Zamara answers, you can't compare the two cases, because in that Mishnah Rav Shimon means that we also follow the time of the knowledge, not that we only follow the time of the knowledge. The time of the sin is also needed for the determination. Therefore, in a case like this, where one time period requires a carbon, the other does not, he'll certainly say that no carbon is brought. If bezin passing that a certain chelev was mutter and a minority sinned based on that psak, and bezin then retracted, and then bezin again issued the same erroneous psak and a different minority sinned based on that psak, do we say there are two different time periods and therefore the two minorities don't combine to form a majority? Or do we say since it's the same erroneous psak, they combine? Vaita, we ask it further. If we say that they still combine, what if the psak was on chelev on the stomach, that we said that the chelev of the stomach is mutter, and the second psak was different, it was on the chelev of the intestines? Do we say that since the Isra of each is taught by a different pasuk, they don't combine, or might they both bachelev, so therefore they can both combine? Third question, if we say that they combine even in that case, what if one psak was regarding chelev, the other regarding dam? Do we say that since they're two different psukim, two different lavim, they don't combine? Or do we say that since they would require the individual to bring the same carbon, these minorities would combine? Fourth question, if we say that even in that case they combine, what if one psak was regarding chelev, the other regarding avodah zarah? Do we say that since they require different karbonos, in this case they definitely don't combine? Or since they both carry karas, then maybe they do combine. Take ublaib tashayla. Mark continues with another question. What's halacha if bezin erroneously passed on that chelev was mutter and a minority of the tzibur sinned based on that, and then that bezin died and another bezin then made the same psak and another minority sinned based on that psak? Can the two minorities combine? Now, so according to the view that it's bezin who brings the parhelim, certainly they can't combine because now it's a different bezin. The question is regarding the view that it's the tzibur that brings the parhelim. Do we say that it's one tzibur, or do we say that it has to be the knowledge based on the psak of one bezin? Take ublaib tashayla. Said if there are 100 people in the bezin which ruled erroneously, they're only chayiv for a parhelim if every one of the dayanim ruled and none of them remained silent. This is based on the pasuk of Im Kol Adas Yisrael Yishku. Rav Huna, son of Rabbi Yishu, Yehuda said, this also makes sense because throughout the Torah we passing that Roiv, most, is considered to be like all, like Kol. And yet here the Torah says Kol. This teaches that even if there are 100 Dayanim, they're all required to give their ruling. In fact, our Mishnah said that if there's a Dayan who disagreed with the ruling and he still acted based on the erroneous ruling, he's chayv to bring his own chatas. This would suggest that any other person who acted on the psak would not have to bring a chatas. Now, this means that there was a Dayan who didn't participate in the psak, he remains silent, and yet he's considered to be a psak of bezin for these purposes. This refutes Rabbi Yonason. After the Gemara, the case of the Mishnah is that the Dayan nodded his head. That's why it's considered to be a full bezin. In fact, our Mishnah says, if there was one Dayan who dissents to the majority opinion, the ruling of bezin could not be the basis for bringing a parhelim. Now, this suggests that there's no power helam only because he verbally dissented. However, had he remained silent, it seems that they would be chai for a power helam. After the Gemara again, over here also talking about where he nodded his head. For the Gemara, Mishrashi asked the Brises regarding Xeris Darshan's apostle that says, Hagoi Kuloi, to teach that Xer may only be enacted when most of the Tzibur is able to comply with it. We see that the apostle uses the term all, even though it only refers to most. There's a future of Yonason to you. If so, what's the teaching of Kol Adas? If the Gemara teaches that if the entire Bezin is present, it's considered to be a proper ruling for the purposes of Parhelim. If the entire Bezin is not there, then it is not. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Shmuel Levi said, even if there are 10 judges issuing a ruling, it's as if there's a chain around the neck of each of them, meaning they each have full responsibility if the decision is improper. In fact, Pshita, they each issue the ruling. After the Gemara, he's teaching that even if a Talmud is sitting there and he sees a Rebbe making a mistake and he doesn't correct him, he shares responsibility. When Rav Huna was asked to judge a case, he would gather 10 Rabbanim to judge with him. He said, this way we only each get a small part of the Einish if we decide wrong. When Rav Ashi was asked to pass on a Trefa, he also gathered all the expert butchers over there to decide along with him. He explained that that way they would only receive a small part of the Einish if they decided wrong. Zuck, the next mission, if Bezin issued an erroneous psak and they then realized their mistake and retracted the psak, and then whether or not they already brought the parhelim, someone went and sinned based on that psak, he wasn't aware of the retraction, so Shimon says he's still potter. Lazar says it's a suffix, he therefore has to bring an Ashram Toloi. When is it considered to be a suffix? That's when he was home and therefore he should have known about the retraction. However, let's say he was overseas, he couldn't have known, or Lazar would agree that he'd be potter. Rabbi Kiva said, I would agree that this person is closer to being potter than he is to being chayiv. But now they said to him, why is this person different than the person who was at home? Rabbi Kiva said, the person at home could have heard about the retraction, but the person overseas could not have heard about it. The Mishnah continues. If Bezin passed to uproot an entire section of Halacha, for example, they said there's no Isser of Nida in the Torah, there's no Isser of Shabbos in the Torah, there's no Isser of Avod Zarah in the Torah, they'd be Potter from a Parhelim. However, if they passed to be a battle part of an Isser and a key part of the Isser, they'd be Chai. For example, if they said there is an Isser of Nida, but there's no Isser to be with a woman who's a Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, or they said there is an Isser of Shabbos, but there's no Isser to carry from a Shoshah Yachad Shoshah Rabbim, or they said that there is an Isser of Avod Zarah, but there's no Isser to bow down to it, in all these cases, there would be a Chiyah of Parhelim. This is based on the pasuk that says "Venelam Dover." A detail in the subject is the subject of the psak, not the whole concept. Zok the Gemara, Behuda, and Rav said the basis for the view of Rav Shimon is that the person acted with the permission of Bezin. Others say that Behuda, and Rav said Rav Shimon used to say that if a psak spread around a majority of the tzibur, an individual who acts based on that psak is potter from a carbon, even if Bezin has retracted, because a psak is given to differentiate between a shoygig and a mesid. Shadak Mara Bright says that Rav Shimon holds that a new collection from the Tzibur would be made to collect money for the Parhelim. So how could it be that Rav Shimon says he's potter for after the retraction? He definitely knows that a new collection was made for Parhelim. He knows there was a retraction. And if it's more, we can answer that they collected without explaining the reason for the collection. We can also say that the person was away at the time of the collection. We can also say that Rav holds like the version of the Bryce where Rav Shimon says that we don't make a new collection for the Parhelim, rather we use the money from the Trumas Halishka. A Bryce says regarding someone who sinned based on a psak that was already retracted. Rav Meir says he's chai. Rav Shimon says he's potter. Rav Lozer says it's a suffix. That's being Lashem Toloi. And in the name of Sumchis, they said that it's Toloi. Ambiguous what that actually means. Rabbi Yechon said the difference between Rabbi Lozer and Sumchis is that Rabbi Lozer says he has to bring Lashem Toloi. Rabbi Zeri said Rabbi Lozer's view is like a case of someone who ate fats that may have been chaylev or that may have been kosher, and then he became aware of what he had done. With Halach is he has to bring Lashem Toloi. This is even according to the view that it's Bezin who brings the parhelim, so there's reason to say that the person could not have known other attractions. Still, we say that he had he asked, he would have known, and therefore he has to bring Lashem Toloi. Rabbi Yosef bar Oven and Rabbi Yosef bar Zvida said Sumchus's view is like the case of someone who brought his carbon for a kapara during Ben HaShemashos. It's a suffix if it's day and the carbon is kosher, or it's a night and it's pasul. In such a case, he doesn't bring an Ashram Toloi, and the same is over here. This is even according to the view that the tzibur brings the parhelim. So he could have asked about the carbon and should have known about its reversal. Still, a person doesn't usually ask when Bezin brings a carbon, and therefore he's even potter from having to bring an Ashram Toloi.